You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. My guest tonight is a dear friend who returns by popular demand to share her wisdom, strength, and experience. She embodies the divine feminine, the elementals, divas and nature spirits, and sources from higher dimensional ET races. Being a sensitive empath with numerous metaphysical gifts, her journey is one of breaking through illusory belief systems often called the earthly maze. She creates alchemical shifts by aligning with and manifesting divine archetypes such as beauty, truth, wisdom, grace, and goddess energies, and throw in a little Kali in there too. It's with great pleasure that I welcome the Lady of the Woods back to the show tonight. Hello, dear lady. How are you?
I'm really good, Lance. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, something really bizarre happened the last time you were on the show a couple weeks ago, and we got cut off the last 7 minutes, and it was so close to the end of the show that I segued off the air. But I found out later when you called back what happened, and I think that would be a great place to start the show tonight if you just share with us what happened on your side.
Okay. Well, I was walking outside because when I have conversations with people, I like to walk outside, as I'm doing right now, and to walk on the grass and be in nature. And as I was walking, at that moment, the transformer exploded. The transformer that gives power to at least four houses in this area. And it was a blinding light. And it sounds like a cannon when it goes off. Mm. And then that was the end of all the power for these houses until 1 o'clock in the morning. And it was just the oddest thing, because usually that doesn't happen unless there's a hurricane or strong winds and, you know, a tree, you know, bumps into it or something. But this thing, you know, I asked the power guy when he got here. He says, you know, it's probably an animal or whatever. And he said he did find, you know, the rat that did it, and he said he wouldn't be doing it again.
Girl, that's good, that dirty rat.
But my housemate found it really odd because he says he's been living here for 10 years and watching those lines from where he sits, and he's seen, you know, animals, you know, scurry up across there before, squirrels and whatever. But he's never seen anybody, any animal, just get right onto the fuse and blow itself up.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
Well, you know, it's common for starseed and ETs and indigos and crystals and the whole shebang to have abilities that, you know, energy levels that will shift everything around them, watches, light bulbs.
Yeah.
And you do that, too. You have that experience often, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The next day, I plugged in a light into the electrical socket, and it blew up, and the light bulb blew up, and that got messed up. And then I went out with my friend, and she put some gas in my car because I was doing her a favor, and the gas pump wouldn't work. And then I was on the computer, and my computer died. Nothing else died, but just the computer I was on. And what else? There was, I don't know, it's constant. It's every day. Every day. My friend calls me four times on two different phones, and it gets cut off. She says she's never experienced that in all her life.
Wow. Well, you know, you and I have talked a lot on the telephone about life as a metaphor. That is, that we're actually living, that what we do and experience and create is not just what it appears to be, but it is a metaphor for what goes into the collective, and it literally shifts the energy. And, you know, I had this wicked thought that, you know, if only all the dirty rats that we are aware of could be exterminated in such a simple way, maybe that's what you were doing, you know, at another level, as above, so below. you know, the rat was going where it shouldn't have gone, doing something it shouldn't have been doing, and it got fried, you know. So that's a warning to all rats out there.
That, you know. I like that.
Yeah, I just
like
got that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, so now, if what we think and feel and do is reflected in the collective, and we know it is, it has to be, then how does this tie into, there's a couple of things I want to kind of just segue into, and one is, how does it tie into creating divine archetypes and higher frequencies like beauty, music, elegance, and inspiration, and what is it that stops us when we become depressed, frozen, self-critical, self-doubting? I know that I experience sometimes days or weeks where I have very dark periods. And we've talked a little bit about this too. So maybe we can explore this a bit about, you know, the forces that create, that stop us, that continually need, we need to have mindfulness and awareness about.
Yeah, these forces that stop us is, we've talked a lot about, actually. We need to be aware that there are these forces, first of all. And this is what helps you become immune to them, or if not immune to them, then at least you're aware often enough so that you're able to do something about it. Because if you don't know that they're there, like I wasn't mm-hmm. all my life mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. a few years ago, mm-hmm. then you tend to think that you just have, you know, it's a lousy life and you just have bad luck, or you're paying karma, or you were born in sin and you need to pay, and you know, all of this other, you know, self limiting belief systems. But mm-hmm. when you know that there is a force that is working against you, and there is, I mean, they're constantly working against people all the time, mm-hmm. then you can protect yourself, you can remove it, you don't have to take it personally because you know it's external. And this is like heresy in mm-hmm. in the spiritual community right now, is mm-hmm. is to blame something outside of yourself. I mean, people are going to be like, oh, no, it's all you.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry, it's not, okay? Period. I mean, I've gone through this for so many years, and it's, you know, it's absolutely external forces. Now, what happened is when I started treating it as if it was external, then I started to get rid of these forces. So guess what? If it worked, right?
Treating
myself as if I was the one that had the problem that was causing all of this, it wasn't working. I wasn't getting anywhere. Nothing was getting better. But as soon as I started treating it as if it were external and taking care of it in that way, then I started to get rid of it. And then I could see, it wasn't me.
Yes, right? Yes. And that is such a really important point, because so many people are sharing, and rightfully so, it's also true that there are no victims and there are no perpetrators. But at some level, there are perpetrators and there are victims.
Absolutely.
In the sense that we are being manipulated, controlled, and dumbed down and shoved down the maze, and we are so brainwashed that we don't even know how brainwashed we are. So it's important to in the empowering process and in the awakening process to understand that, you know, yes, there is such a thing as a force outside of ourselves that is creating a situation that we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe there's a way to work with the idea of, I don't believe in using the words victim, because I think that is disempowering, but a person who is unaware or unconscious is totally accurate. And what you're saying is that we need to become aware of the forces that are around us, all of these invisible forces, higher, lower, and in between, because there are definitely powers and forces that do not want us to awaken, that are doing everything possible to keep us asleep and limited, and imagining that we are separate singularities that have no power and can't do anything about things bigger than ourselves.
Right. These forces have always been here. They are spoken about in every sacred text all over the world since the beginning of time. The only ones who are negating those forces are the New Age people at this point. because, you know, even in Christianity or whatever, you will have them talk about these forces as the devil or demon, Satan. In the Arabic religions, you have them talking about them as the genii, right, and the magi and all of these tricksters, you know, in between. And you know, in every culture, they have them. And they didn't deny them, you know, so it was really important in your spiritual quest to acknowledge these forces because they were very real. And if you were going to get anywhere or evolve anywhere, then you had to recognize these forces, and that was the whole point of having them there. And the New Age community is telling everybody there's no such thing as evil. There's no such
right,
thing.
Right, right.
And I think this is absolutely delusional, and it's totally misdirecting because as soon as, you know, for me and for a lot of people that I hear from, as soon as you realize that there is a force that is working against you and you take care of it or you do something and you find that it is repelled or it goes away for a while and then you're relieved of it, like let's say for a week or so, and you feel that release, you know, I mean, it's so liberating. You're like, oh, my God, it wasn't me. I'm not so screwed up. You know, I mean, there was something there. And so what is it? And this is exactly what happened to me, by the way. That's how I had to find out. Because I, you know, nothing I was doing spiritually was working until I started to address it as a force outside of myself.
That is so well said, and you know, it's really important that somebody says it, because there's very little agreement in the New Age community. You know, everything is love, light, and joy, and that's it. That. As far as
they're just negating. They're not wanting to face what is there. It's painful. It's ugly. And they don't want to look at it.
That's right. And there's also the shadow side that many people have stuffed. And rather than processing and learning how all of those things came about and then releasing them, they get wallpapered over. And so does everything that's going on in the world. For instance, the chemtrails. A lot of people won't acknowledge that they're there. I'll tell friends that are spiritual, well, you know, the chemtrails are out today, and they're overhead, and, you know, my lungs are hurting, or whatever it is. And they'll say, well, they're not there. They're not really there. You know, you're a spiritual being. And
yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all an illusion. Right, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And of course, all of these things, everything is true at some level. Yes, that
yes,
is
but
true.
Not at the level that we're living, not
Thank
at
you.
Our level, right here
Thank
and
you.
Right now, in the place that we occupy, in 3D, in physical world, in the material world, it is fucking real. Okay, it's real.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, a lot of us too find that, you know, we're floating around in the astral plane or the ethereal planes and so on and so forth. And the whole point of this experience, if there is a point, is to fully embody your experience in a body. So, you know, I know people that use microwave food and smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol and the rest of it, which is, I'm not to be a judge, mind you, I'm not trying to be judgmental. But they say, well, I'm a spirit. The body doesn't matter. But what about the holy temple that is your body and those
right.
cells and the atoms and molecules that look up to your consciousness as God? You know,
right.
and you're slugging down a shot of vodka. And
that saying, was beautifully said, yes, yeah.
Yeah, God, what are you doing? Why are you, why hast thou forsaken us? You know,
oh, God,
my liver,
yeah.
the little liver people are going crazy. They go, oh, my liver, oh, we're dying down here. Don't you know? We're not even hearing a thing because our attention is being pulled out in the matrix and into videos and conversations and movie stars and what politician is doing that and when the money system is going to collapse and what asteroid is going to hit. And that is all just a bunch of, it's a contrived illusion.
Well,
that,
this, all of this that you're mentioning, these are the very forces in the physical world that we're talking about that's against us. These are the forces that are brainwashing us, and they're doing so with technologies and things that we don't know how they're operating. So these things are sinister, and they're operating through stealth behind your back. and they have effects on you that they know what these effects are, but you don't. You're clueless, and they want it that way, and there's a reason for this. And there are hundreds and hundreds of these things being used on humanity constantly, every moment of every single day. So for anybody to say that there is not evil, you know, with the intention of these things working on people, you know, what can I say? These people have their head buried. You know, in this world, we have to deal with it. And we have to understand why we have to deal with this, you know, face to face, right? Yes, I mean, we came in to deal with it, not to be delusional, but to face reality.
Yeah.
As tough as it can be, we need to face it.
Yes, and to
how else do you overcome it if you're not looking at it? We will never overcome this evil if we keep negating it and saying it doesn't exist.
Right.
That's why it continues to exist.
Right. There's no evil. That's just another form of God, or I gave that being permission, and they're here because I asked them to be here. I wanted them to rape me and slap me around and give me cancer and AIDS and the rest of it. Yes, the pedophile industry. Let's have more of it, please.
Millions and millions of children, yes. And this is, you know, in every country that these millions, you know, okay, so every single one of these children contracted for this, right? No, you know, no. You know, I'm sorry. No. No.
I don't think so. I really don't. And you and I talked about an idea that is quite possible. That, you know, our genetics, for instance, we all have a vaccination scar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? What's to stop the Greys, who are cloning people, cloning alien Earth hybrids, and have been for a long time? What is to stop them from creating a hybrid for the powers that are sucking the life force off the planet and creating alternate duplicates of us, clones, in a holographic reality in which these different realities can be shifted to milk the energies? If they need the energy of rape, then some kind of parallel reality can create that. If they need bliss and love, then you're blissed out on some kind of floating carpet.
Yeah.
So,
some people say this has already been done. Some people say this is the scenario that we're living right now. And if you know, they can give you examples, and they say, well, I can prove that it's happened to you. Have you ever lost your keys or something like that? Mm. And, you know, found them in the same place maybe 2 weeks later, and you know you've looked at that place 100 times, they went up there, and then all of a sudden they're there. They're saying, well, this is an example of having parallel lives in alternate realities that have crossed over. And, you know, I can't understand it because it boggles my mind, but that doesn't mean it's not happening because I don't understand it. You know,
at this
point, I know that anything is really literally possible. I know that now.
And the incarnational process could be subverted easily, you know, because these beings that run this realm are operating outside of time and space. They can manipulate time and events and the whole scenario timelines and play around with it like a cat plays with a mouse.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I figured that out on my own, that reincarnation, this whole, you know, you chose to come in on your own, you know, to learn lessons thing was false, and it was a lie. I figured this out by myself, and I can't tell you how relieving it has been to, you know, find people over these past, you know, couple of years who have come out with the same information. And these are credible people that I admire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so painful to believe. It's just so difficult to imagine that, you know, you're not even safe in the afterlife where you die. And all these souls are. But look at, you know, I mean, the history of ghosts on our planet. Why do we have ghosts and all of these unhappy spirits that are here and hanging around, right? I mean, why haven't they gone to the light? I mean, if the light is what happens automatically when you pass over, then why aren't they there?
Uh-huh.
And then if you keep taking that and questioning that, so then where is this light? And how come they weren't taken into the light, right? And if you keep taking that further and further out, you'll see some different things.
Absolutely.
And not what they're telling you. There is absolutely a false light.
Oh, there's no question about it. And one of the people that I admire greatly, whose work is really something that is an eye-opener, is George Kavassalis. And in his book, Our Universal Journey, he talks a lot about the false light and or the synthetic light and the the way that it's been, it's an overlay. And he's not the first person to say this. This has been said for, you know, dozens and dozens of years. I remember first reading about the... Barbara Marciniak was one when she brought...
Barbara Marciniak, too.
Yeah, she was one. And, you know, of course, there was the work of Sitchin translating the Sumerian tablets. And
oh, did he talk about that, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
And, and so, and then recently I read a book that you had recommended, An Honor Returns, which now I have the sequel to it, so I'll have something to read. But the point is that we are not perceiving things clearly from this level. And so it's really important to have guides talk about, not somebody who can guide us through this earthly maze to show us that, yes, this is a possibility, and to not remain in denial about the depth and the breadth of our enslavement in prison.
Yeah. The other, there are some other people who talk about it. One is Lisa Renee.
Oh, right, yes.
Tom Kenyon, who channels the Hathors.
They talk
about that false light
and
people being recycled back into it. Robert Morningsky. I have like a dozen people that I know of that are also talking about this with absolute, you know, conviction that this is also what is happening. And it is happening. I mean, this is why people are not learning lessons. This is why we have the highest rate of insanity on the planet ever in human history. And all of the travesties that we can think of are happening at its highest rate now. So if people were really having all of these, you know, reincarnations for lessons or whatever, then we would be learning something, and we would be at an advanced place at some point or somewhere in our culture. And we're not. The only thing we can talk about that we have is technology. I mean, this primitive technology, because, you know, these other guys in the military and governments or whatever, they have far, you know, superior technology, and we have absolute the bottom of the barrel kind of technology.
Absolutely.
But this is not the sign of advancement. The sign of advancement in any species is a spiritual advancement. It has no technology whatsoever.
Yes.
You know, so we are not technologically advanced. So what is going on here? What is going on here?
Technology and the virtual reality is replacing our natural organic abilities.
Right, and who is doing this? Because if this is not human, if it's not human, because human abilities are far, far surpassed technology in the first place.
Yes.
So if we have all of this technology here being imposed over the human landscape, so to speak, then who's putting this agenda there? Right.
That's a very good. Yes,
it's a foreign. It's a foreign thing.
It is a. It is an alien creation.
Right.
It is an alien creation. Max Eigen talked about this in his videos about the eugenics situation, and that the nanotechnology that's being developed privately. And mind you, these companies and military, the military industrial complex is developing things so far advanced that it rivals Star Trek, and all of this is kept secret and black.
And it's to be used on people, right? Because they're not, people are not understanding that these things are not for aliens. So who are they for?
Yeah, they're for the human population.
It's for the human population.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If it's for the human population, then hello?
And we're paying for it.
Right.
Isn't that ironic that we are paying through our taxes, through our, you know, through uninformed consent, and through, you know, laziness, because, you know, we sit back and accept what's given to us and don't question anything.
Right.
That we can't think anymore because of there's fluoride in the water, which calcifies the pineal gland. Fluoride is in dozens of products, including now baby food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not it's not an organic mineral. It is a toxic chemical that's used to kill rats.
Yes.
And that's in baby food. So, you know, and I know a lot of people know this. Probably most of the people listening to this show are pretty aware of what's going on here. But do you think that there's going to be some kind of consensus where at like a 100th monkey effect that enough of us will be talking about this that at some point we will break through the control paradigms that are keeping a lid on everything with the mainstream media?
Lance, that is my prayer.
Yeah.
That is my prayer. The 100th monkey effect, or the the tipping point. These are my prayers. I mean, I think we all pray for this because it's the only thing that's going to work, right? It's if the people wake up, or if there is some kind of divine intervention, because people are so, they're so asleep, and I understand how they can be asleep, and I understand how they don't want to look at these things. You know, it really is too much. I mean, life is bad enough. Then you have to think about how you're really just, a cow or sheep in a herd, being herded, under such controlled circumstances. I mean, this planet has to be the largest petri dish in the cosmos.
Right. And our energies are being farmed, not just the destructive energies of rape. These are all frequencies that the higher dimensionals, the negative ETs feed off of. So whenever we're angry, yelling, that's energy, and that goes out into, it's food. And just like we eat, physical food, these higher dimensional beings, call them what you will, archons, demigods,
because they're not physical. They're not physical, so their food is not physical. It's energetic, and it's a real energetic,
Exactly, and so they can feed off of the energy of war. Look at the horrors that occur, and the energy of horror is a food. So they
make
it over the...
That's why has always been a war. Has anybody ever questioned why there has always been war throughout human history? Why they have not been able to create peace, right? They're not generating peace. They're generating war, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's intentional. I mean, it's obviously intentional. If you really wanted peace, you would have it.
That's right. And look at worship. All of the energy, the millions of people around the world that worship the Pope, for instance, and figureheads, the royal families, the presidents, the movie stars, they're all placed there intentionally because they are part of the management system that manages the Petri dish. Yep. And they're rewarded very nicely for participating and keeping us dumbed down and being the figures that we all fall to our knees over. Now, what's going to happen when higher dimensional ETs and various positive aliens come down here? They can't come down in a matrix like this because we're so programmed to worship anything that seems above us that has technology or abilities, that we can't step out of this prison and hold... You know what I'm saying?
No. First of all, if that were the case, I would tell these ETs who don't want to come down because they don't want to be worshipped, I would tell them, get over it and get down here, okay? That's what I would tell them, okay? That's number one. Number two is I don't think that's going to happen.
I
think that they're really waiting for people to decide and make the choice that they want to say
make the
no.
Choice? How can we make a choice when we're being blasted?
This is true. I know.
That's the paradox of it.
Right, the paradox.
How can human beings who supposedly have free will, right, give me a break, make any choices when they're being blasted at every level and their bodies are assaulted and their organs are being... putrefied with nuclear energy from spills and oil spills and degradation of the food supply and fluoridated water and the rest of it, how on earth with artificial intelligence beaming technological rays through us. There are body scanners now that can drive in cars, and they can scan cars as they go by. So we're getting zapped at every level. How can people have free will and make an informed choice if they don't even know what to think about? They're
right.
told what to think and believe.
They can't.
They can't. You know.
And this is why intervention is needed. And that's why
yes.
intervention did happen on the level of these star seeds that have come in. And
yes.
supposedly
yes.
enough of them were supposed to have come in who were aware of what is going on, and or who could at least see it, you know, as soon as they opened their eyes to the matrix, like I did when I was like 5 years old.
Huh.
And we're supposed to be able to see this and hold enough awareness, or enough of what's, you know, enough awareness or consciousness of what is going on, and to do our piece. And it's like very complex because everybody has a unique role, and we don't
yes.
know what they are. Right?
Right,
because this is how, you know, it operates. We operate through stealth, right?
Yes.
Often we don't even know what we're supposed to be doing, but we do it, right?
Yes, yes.
So,
well, now, one of the things that is heartening about, you know, we talk about the control paradigm, but one of the things that's really quite elevating is that we do have access to the invisible forces, the spirit, the being that is the planet, if you want to call her Gaia Sophia, the divine goddess energies, and all of her different manifestations, and then the elementals, divas, fairies, and spirits. We are fairy, and okay. they have not gone. They might have difficulty manifesting in a busy city in which there is not a lot of natural, there isn't much nature, but they
yeah.
have
they
not
need,
left.
Yeah, they need etheric energy. They need prana to manifest
yes.
because they're mostly made of prana, and they would not manifest in a city. It would be really difficult.
Right, right. So then, as we were talking about earlier, there is a plan on the board to have nanotechnology completely imbue all of nature, all of organic life, with self-replicating nanobots. And I think one of the things that we've seen here where it's actually taken place is with Morgellons, that these self-replicating machines, there is an attempt to do that. I don't think that it will be successful. I think that they're spraying them in the chemtrails, that these self-replicating metallic creations are going into the land, into the soil, into the trees, into everything, in an attempt to program all organic life on Earth, ourselves included.
It's not self-sustaining. It will crash in on itself. I mean,
I do believe that. Yes.
Yeah. It won't be able to survive here. Or, I mean, there's a lot of scenarios. I was reminded of something today that spoke about this a little bit, and it said that we will either vibrate out into a higher frequency planet or these creatures who are doing this with all of this nanobot technology and all of that will inherit the planet that they're poisoning.
Yeah, right, right.
They will, yeah, and they will, yeah. you know, eventually self-destruct because they will have annihilated themselves because
yeah.
they can't survive on that. Nothing can survive on that. They need the organic life, which is
yes.
us, but they won't have yes. access to us anymore.
Yes, yes. That's one of the hopeful things, that they are parasitic in nature.
Right.
That we are the life force. We are the power that feeds
right.
them. And they have taken everything and turned it around to create this enormous landscape that it looks like they have all the power and wealth. And on some level, that's true. But at the most valuable levels, the higher dimensional aspects, we are the gods, really,
right.
that walk among them, and they're probably terrified that we'll wake up. And
they are terrified, absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
That's why they're working so hard, because true power is spiritual power.
Yes.
Right? It's not technological. And
yes.
even they know that their technologies can be overridden by enough humans who are so awakened to their own power that they're, you know, technology is nothing. We can disintegrate it.
Yes.
I mean, I did something else. I spoke the last time about, you know, the airport situation. And the guy that got fired who was disrespectful, and the airport is closing, and there's another situation with the dogs barking next door, and I think you heard them. You said it sounded like they were in my house, remember?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, this was constant. This was like, you know, 15, 20 times per day, and it was driving me crazy for 2 years, and as of 2 weeks ago, that dog that was driving me crazy is gone, and the other one is so quiet now on its own because it was being instigated by the other one, right? And so that other one ran away, right? So it's been quiet for 2 weeks, right?
Wow.
And so this is something else that I manifested at the same time. These were the two situations that were literally driving me insane, with a lot of archontic influence, I might add.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, but,
and
you know,
that
we can.
You have the power. You have
power. Right.
We
do have the power. You have to know that you have the power. You have to act on it without harm. You know, I couldn't wish any harm on anything because that doesn't work. Especially in my case, I've experienced that. It just, terrible things happen if you wish harm. So that it can't be that way. So enough people, or, you know, enough of the conscious people who are aware of their power, who have not been recycled or put through the recycling bin so often that they're so busy, you know, they don't know where they are.
Right.
You know, these people maybe are enough to do this and carry, you know, the ones who are still asleep. You know, that's a possibility as well.
Yes. Yes, yes, there are rabid forces, and it can be, they can manifest in such simple ways. And if you take the idea that everything is a metaphor, when I walk my dog, there are two dogs that are in a large, I'd say a 5 acre place, and they come out of nowhere, and they are absolutely vicious, and they're just snap and snarl.
Right.
And so sometimes I'll jump out of my skin because I'm just peacefully trying to commune with the elementals and, you know, the nature spirits and give them
Right, exactly. That's how I am all day. So every time the dogs would go off, I'd jump out of my skin. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are lower vibrational entities that, and, you know, call them what you will, dogs, reptilians, this, that, and the other thing. So for a long time, because I have such a peaceful nature, I have just kind of cringed, and I've tried ignoring them. I've tried yelling at them. I've tried everything under the sun. So one day, I had some horse treats in my pocket that I hadn't given to the horse, and I thought, I'll try to bribe them. And I'll, you know, kind of hold it out and maybe toss it towards them and give them a little treat. Well, when I did that, the dog that was so vicious and ferocious looked at me like I was trying to hurt it, and it got terrified and ran off and stopped barking. And I threw the treat at it, and it ran and it shut up. And every time I go by, all I have to do now is I just pull something out, sometimes a little rock, and I look at it, and I pretend like I'm going to throw it, and it just goes scurrying off.
Wow.
So, you know, we don't have to do a lot, but sometimes we do have to step up to the plate and stand up to our persecutors, whatever, you know, we perceive them to be. And let's face it, there are a lot of them in the world right now. You know,
yeah.
A lot of them.
And that's what I had to do. Yeah.
As far as I can tell, if I had to put a percentage on it, it seems as if this world that we're in is pretty much a dark realm. I'd say it's at least 70 to 75% dark.
Right.
You know, if you had to look at the balance between light and dark, I'd say it's heavily tilted in the negative direction, and has been for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah.
I would come up with about those numbers myself, and you know, there are other things that I could say, but I won't.
Oh, now you got me curious.
No.
What other things would you say?
Oh, God. You know, well, no, we'll save that for our next conversation.
Oh, all right.
You know, our next private conversation. But but I would say that it is about that much, and there is a reason. And most of the spirits that are on the planet right now, a lot of them are, to my mind, and you know, this is something that I came up with on my own as I sat and, you know, I sit with myself and I look out and I extend my feelers out and
mm-hmm.
pull in the information and I ask for numbers and things like that. And I've been doing this for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about that number, 75%, but I also got that most of the spirits that inhabit human biology are not even human spirits.
Right.
And they're... Right. You know, like animal spirits.
Yeah.
Like just because people see people who are animated, you know, living human beings, organic biology, and that they're animated, they can be animated by spirits who live through them.
That's right.
They don't have to have a soul, but what kind of spirits are these? Are these, you know, and then there's all kinds of spirits. You know, there are these disincarnates. Aliens and things like that. There are, but some of these are animal spirits, and you can see by how some of these people live that they are animal spirits because they're just living for their biology and for all of the senses of the biology, the five senses, and that's it.
That's right.
So, you know, that's not a pleasant thought, but that's also what's happening now. And you know, I don't know if they're having an evolutionary process. I don't know. I don't, you know, I think if you're going to be an animal spirit that you should be in the body of an animal and not a human. That's just my opinion. But apparently anything can get in, you know.
Right. I even had a guest, a wonderful guest, who shared that there were astral shells, that on the astral plane there are souls or spirits that did not go to the light. They were resistant to it because of the horrible things they had done, and that would make sense that one, if one was a psychopath, a murderer, a rapist, and the rest of it, that, you know, the fear and guilt and loathing, self-loathing, would keep one from going into a light where everything, all is known. So these astral shells slowly dissipate over time and dissolve, but that the dark had figured out a way, or were using these astral shells to incarnate into bodies, and they were using those as part of their workforce.
Their
and
food, yep. Mm-hmm.
So
smorgasbord,
you know,
right there.
Exactly. So these things, these are very real things that are going on all around us, and it's important for us to listen to our own inner guidance. You know, that I think that's one of the wonderful things about these conversations, is that we're opening doors for people to say, I'm not crazy. I'm really feeling this, or I'm really sensing that person over there is bad, or is an animal.
Right.
Or, you know, we have to tune into our own inner guidance system, our intuition, and the feminine side is so important.
Yeah. And if you're not tuning in, then you're totally just following the collective thought patterns of the entrained and brainwashed person. That's it. You're not thinking anymore. Right?
Yeah.
If you're not thinking for yourself, you're not thinking, period.
Right.
So, and this is what I had to do when I was little, you know, when I came in and I saw, oh my God, this is not normal. This is not, like, I really didn't have this language. I really wasn't using sentences as I'm using right now, right? Because I'm just a child. But I would look out at people and I would see, you know, not like all of my senses were like in sounds inside my body, and I wound up hiding because I could see, you know, children are usually intuitive anyway, right?
Yeah.
And I could see that these were, you know, I could see what their intentions were, and they would be smiling, but I knew what they were thinking, and you know, it was really horrible. I just didn't want to be around anyone at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to start thinking, you know, I wasn't thinking or entertaining any of these things up until recently, you know, because my entire life, you know, up until like my late 40s, you know, I just completely believed that there was only good spirits and I was a good spirit and there was no such thing as evil and it couldn't touch me if there was, You know, I would see evil things, but it couldn't touch me because I was good, right?
Right,
and that was
right.
It. That was my whole world of spirituality, plus, you know, the information that I was getting on my own about what is going on with people, right? But
right.
That was it. I had to delve into these things, and it wasn't easy. It was painful. It was ugly. It was shocking. It's still shocking.
Yeah,
but
it is.
The thing is, if you want answers, you really have to get out of your own way. You can't have belief systems. You have to look at the facts. You have to see what is, and you have to look at the most you know, plausible explanation for it. And in this world, absolutely everything is possible. And if everything is possible, then you can be sure that it's happening somewhere.
Yeah.
And it is happening because these things we're talking about, these things that have been written about in ancient texts since the beginning of time. This is nothing new. It's just that people have been dumbed down all these years against seeing it. And this is the whole point. They don't want you to know that they're there.
Right.
That's
right.
The whole point.
Exactly. Exactly. The wizard is behind the curtain, but you can't see him if you're looking in the other direction at the latest, movie star gaffe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love what you said. We have to get out of your own way and see what's there.
Right.
And look at the facts. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was painful and it was ugly, but I had to do it. I had to do it because I was seeing something, and all of the explanations that people were telling me didn't fit. You know, especially the fact, oh, it doesn't exist. Oh, you're this and you're that. And I knew. I said, no, I'm not, because everything I have seen has turned out to be real, and I had learned to trust myself at a very early age and not to trust anybody else. I learned that very early, and thank God, because you know, I've learned a lot, and I'm not afraid to speak about what I know because, you know, the most important thing for me is I really couldn't care less what other people think anymore.
Right.
I really couldn't care less because I think most people have their heads buried.
Yes, someplace in part of their anatomy where
I didn't want
to
say that.
Out.
I didn't want to say that.
I can see the picture in your mind.
but they have, you know, and so I couldn't, and I'm like, oh, am I supposed to listen to you because you've done the research and you've been learning about all these things for 40 years? Excuse me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Science.
No.
Yes, you know
people are
all.
Talking. I am just
university.
So tired of talking to people who just have opinions and beliefs.
Oh, yeah. I don't
can't
do it.
Talk to
I won't.
People anymore.
I can't either.
I can't.
I can't even hold a simple, you know, how do you do conversation? A little bit, yes. If there's heart there and I feel the person has empathy and compassion, then anything they say is interesting. But I can't listen to predigested opinions and conversations about politics and you know,
I know. And I'm like, people tell me, oh, those things don't. And I'm like, how do you know they don't exist? Tell me what your experience has been. No, I haven't experienced any, but I can't believe that. And I'm like, okay. You can't believe it? Okay, well, you just showed me that there is a whole part of your brain that you're not using.
Right, yeah.
Because you just said you can't because you refuse. So if you refuse to look at something, then the rest of your brain has just shut down. That's it.
Good point. And who's to say that by opening the doors, by opening the mind, that is not clicking the DNA that is, you know, theoretically junk. There's no junk in our bodies at all. Nothing is accidental. But who's to say that by opening your mind to a new thought or a new idea doesn't actually switch on your own light switch, your own DNA, and make those connections and allow you to open doors that couldn't be opened unless you were willing to go through those doors?
Right. Well, that's how it has to happen.
Yeah.
It has to happen like that. You have to consider things that you didn't want to consider before, or you just have
that's
to simply just shut down what your beliefs and opinions are and just put all of that, you know, mental minutia on the side and just sit with the facts and look at what's happening, look at everything, go back into history. My whole thing is I go back into history, human history.
Right.
Not American history. That's a whole bunch of junk, but
right.
but human history. I look at everything that's been happening since, you know, to the best of my ability anyway. And
right.
And you know, okay, and I look at statistics and the violence and the wars and the controls and, you know, what happens with people and sickness and ailment and, you know, why we're not at telepathic levels right now or self-healing or self-regenerating. And, well, that's only because there's been a blockage. So what's the blockage? And, you know, who's put it there? And why is it there? And where is it coming from? And there's tons and tons of reasons why those blockages are there. And people themselves are not doing it. There is someone doing it to people.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm in total agreement with you on that one, and I really like to I like what David Icke has brought forth and shared about that particular aspect. Michael Tesserian's another one who's absolutely his historical research is breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
He's Michael Tesserian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and many others. I mean, we could probably go on all night about the people who have broken ground in this area. So.
Nothing is what they tell you.
Nothing
is as it seems.
That's right.
Absolutely
That's right.
zero.
That's right.
Zero.
That's right. And you know, one of the things I have to say that still gets me, is that so many people just accept what's going on, like the latest cars and the rest of it. Technically, we should have had anti-grav cars and free energy devices, and everything should really. The way that this planet was meant to exist is in full abundance with empowered beings that are multidimensional, who are capable of creating whatever they choose, beauty, art, music. And because of all the things that we've been talking about tonight, those things are cut off, largely cut off. You have to fight to express beauty and art and writing, and those things are the first programs to go when it comes to cutting costs in schools. And so, you know, maybe it would be good to talk about how we can create beauty in our lives and bring that in, because in a way that's free and abundant, because that is our true nature. Everything is free and abundant. There's no reason why we should have to work or slave at 9-to-5 jobs, and why we should be consumers and
right,
have
yeah.
careers and go to school and get degrees. Look at what's happening with the kids in school. They're quadrupling their fees because the leeches that are sucking the lifeblood out of everything can't get enough. They're pulling the plug on humanity, and they're laughing at us, and we're just, you know, caving in.
Yeah.
What happened
education.
To all the protest movements? You know, remember during the 60s? Well, maybe you're not old enough. But
yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, at least we were aware enough to protest, and now it's like, well, what happened to the Wall Street movement? I can't even remember the name of it.
Occupy?
Yeah. Yeah,
Occupy
what happened
Wall Street.
To that? Yeah.
Well, they got the military on those people,
oh.
and it got dangerous. It was just life threatening, and it I don't think it was worth it after a while, because their whole stance was to make it peaceful. It was a peaceful
right.
gesture
right.
on their part, and so they couldn't participate in violence. And this is the whole entire history of this planet, is
oh,
the
yeah.
aggressor against the peaceful one, and that has always been the bottom line. However. I you know, we've been talking about all of this, and it doesn't sound good. It sounds pretty grim, but I want to leave on a positive note, because, you know, we do have power. And what does that look like, and how can we tap into it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, you know, there is. I think that there is nothing more powerful than knowing,
mm-hmm.
than knowing. Period. I mean,
yeah.
capital,
yeah.
all caps, KNOWING. Did I spell that right? Yeah.
Yes.
Knowing that you have this within you, and you know, this takes, you know, it can take an instant in a traumatic, you know, moment where something clicks, and all of a sudden you say, okay, that's it, it's over. I'm, you know, enough of accepting everything. Now I, you know, I'm tapping into my power. That's it, and I'm saying no. And that's when you become your own personal commander. Right. This is what
mm-hmm.
happened to me when I was 14. My life was threatened, and I had to turn around and become my own commander. And that's a whole other story. And I remember when that happened, and my amygdala in my brain it popped.
Mm.
The amygdala gland popped.
Wow.
And when it popped, I suddenly went from, you know, hysterical crying because I was just in a life-threatening situation to being absolutely peaceful and calm and empowered. The next day, I started teaching my sisters how to fight. I mean, it was
wow.
just incredible, the difference between night and day. So I really learned that I was the power, and I learned that. And so it can happen in an instant, or it can be a discipline and a practice, and you have to decide, right? You have to
right.
decide, and you have to call in every ounce of divinity that you have within you to become aligned to be this power that you know you are the divine. And your righteous anger will get you far. It will, all right? Because
uh-huh.
I use righteous
uh-huh.
anger, okay? I do.
Uh-huh.
There is a reason why we have emotions, and I use them. I don't stay in them. I don't dwell in them. I use them. They serve me, and then it's over, right?
Yeah.
So we have to do that. And the other thing is really love, okay? Because love is going to help you not get sick about what is happening. And this love is directed towards yourself.
Yes.
You have to have self-love.
Yes.
You have to love yourself.
Yes.
You have to find something in there for you to love. You have to find some way to love yourself. Because if you're going to look at this reality, all right, the truth of what's happening, you need strength. And the only strength that can handle that is love. And it has to be real, and it's genuine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the love will take you through it. It really will. If you don't have it, it's going to be really terrible. It's going to be, you know, and that's why people don't want to look at this, because most people don't have self-love. Because guess why? Because they're teaching you not to love yourself, because
right.
that's narcissistic or all of these other
right.
things. And you're supposed to love everybody else and be a doormat, right? And,
right.
you know, it's also skewed. It really,
yes.
It really is. But true love is what the divine ensouled being has. It's natural. It's organic. You really don't have to, like, work at it to find it. It's not, like, out in the cosmos. It's in there. You just
yeah,
have to find
yeah.
where it is inside of you, and you have to have self-love and really be serious about it. This is no joke. There's no time to play games, and if you're serious, then these are the things that you need to do. You need to really love yourself, and you really need to know that you have the power, and then you can look at these things, and then you can change them.
Mm.
And this is the power that we have.
Wow. Well, that is a beautiful way to end this wonderful conversation with you. And nothing blew up.
Right, not yet.
But maybe we got rid of a few rats along the way. I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back. I just love talking to you, and I hope people that listen enjoy you as much as I do. And so thank you for being with us tonight. You'll be back again. And if anybody has comments about tonight's show or would like to make suggestions about future guests, please do write me at zanymystic59@yahoo.com. And thank you again, dear lady, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, you're
all
welcome,
right.
And thank you. I love talking to you, too.
Good night, everybody.